I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. You know how we often wrap up proceedings on The World with something musical and globally minded. But if you're thinking Mongolian throat singers or maybe a thumb piano from Zambia, forget about it. Today, it's straight on rock and roll. My colleague Clark Boyd has this week's Sideways Glance, where we carve out some time for our more off-kilter stories. So Clark, go on and profess your undying love for this little band from Australia, AC/DC.
My inner AC/DC monologue goes something like this. Awesome. Powerful. Nasty. In a good way. Quickly followed by awful. Puerile. Nasty. In a bad way. I grew up on a steady diet of AC/DC. In southern Indiana in the 1980s, you couldn't leave a radio on for 15 minutes without hearing an AC/DC tune. Hey, no complaints. It was the ultimate psych-up music for all that bench time I saw during high school football games, not to mention an unparalleled soundtrack to all the teenage stupidity that followed those games. And then, somewhere along the line, I put my love of Australia's top rockers into the closet. Some say I grew up, others that I sold out. Still others that I moved too far east. Anyway, awful, puerile, nasty, in a bad way, one out. Do I listen to AC/DC? Moi? Certainly not.
Stop being so bloody pretentious.
Thank you, Jesse Fink, for talking some sense into me. Fink, a Sydney native, has just written a new book about AC/DC.
No matter how hard you try not to react to the music, it's impossible. You cannot listen to an album like Back in Black and not move. And it's a great thing. And I just really just wanted with this book to kind of just celebrate the fact that it's okay to rock.
To be honest, Fink didn't really see the book coming. I mean, he knew about AC/DC. Every Australian kind of has it in their DNA, he says with a laugh. It kind of appeals to our convict mentality. But he didn't have a personal connection to the music until he was stuck trying to deal with the aftermath of a messy divorce a few years back.
You know, there was one night where I was at home alone on an early sort of Sunday morning, you know, about 2 a.m. in the morning, sort of sorting black socks on the end of my bed. I felt genuinely kind of suicidal. And for some reason, I just put on some AC/DC, and it was a song called Give Me a Bullet. That song really kind of got me through that night. And the next morning, I put on some AC/DC, went for a jog, and the following day, I did it again and then again. And suddenly, sort of, AC/DC had become part of my life. So it was a late-life conversion for me.
Fink's book, out today in the U.S., is called The Youngs, The Brothers Who Built AC/DC. As the title suggests, Fink focuses on the nucleus of the band, the brothers, George, Malcolm, and Angus Young. They had come to Australia by way of Glasgow, Scotland, and they remain a bit clannish, disinclined to talk to Fink or anyone else from the media, really.
To be honest with you, I was completely naive. I came up with this brilliant idea. Hey, you know, a book about the three young brothers, and then it was like, oh my God, what have I taken on?
Fink found all kinds of doors slammed in his face when he tried to talk to the Young Brothers. Still, through interviews with those who've worked closely with them over the years, Fink's managed to piece together a great narrative of how the trio steered AC/DC to global stardom. A lot of it is down to older brother George, who got his start as the rhythm guitarist in the 60s band, the Easy Beats. The Easy Beats never found big success, but that little chugga-chugga guitar sound, that's the sound George Young told his brothers Malcolm and Angus to turn up to 11 in AC/DC.
I don't think AC/DC would have come out of any other country other than Australia. Their sound reflects a lot of the pub rock sound. You know, that chugga-chugga kind of guitar style is very Australian, very distinctive, and wherever you are in the world, you know that it's Australian. Riding on the highway, going
George Young has never been, officially, part of AC/DC, but Fink leaves little doubt that he's the one pulling the strings. He's the one who told his younger brothers not to mess with the formula. And so Malcolm and Angus haven't. Over the years, AC/DC's weathered the death of its first lead singer, Bon Scott. Bassists and drummers have come and gone, too. There's George, still pulling the strings behind the scenes and playing the occasional bass line, if the rumors are to be believed. On stage, Malcolm's back by the drums, laying down the rhythm, and up front, there's Angus on lead guitar, petulantly dancing across the stage in his trademark schoolboy uniform, fingers flying over the frets.
It stirs something inside the body. It's a primal reaction. And these guys have, you know, cottoned onto a formula in their music that sort of just touches something inside all of us on a physical level.
Does the formula work? Duh. AC/DC long ago went from mere band to a global brand worth millions. And even if you hate them, you probably recognize the logo, the iconic lightning bolt separating the AC from the DC.
You know, I don't know of any other band where, you know, you could go to sort of the remotest corner of the Himalayas and find a Buddhist monk with an AC/DC t-shirt under his robes. I mean, what other band can do that? You know, you go to Brazil, you go to Argentina, you go to Russia, India. There seems to be an AC/DC fan group for every single country on Earth. Them on 1,000 times and they still sound so good. It's like you're hearing them for the first time. Their music, for me, never gets stale. I'm coming to love them more and more.
Me too. I dug out all my old AC/DC albums, downloaded the ones I didn't have. I've made the band a part of my life again, proudly, semi-openly. Thunderstruck is always playing now as I limp my way to the end of my weekend jog. Like I said, awesome, powerful, nasty, in a good way. Mostly. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
And you will not believe some of the AC/DC covers Clark dug up while working on that. Croatian cellist bashing out Back in Black. Finnish bluegrass artist doing a version of Thunderstruck. Yeah, check them out. We've got a YouTube playlist at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.